This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
So over the last week or two, a controversy has been brewing between the classic song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. I'm sure you've heard about this. Lots of people are upset that there are radio stations around the country that feel that they shouldn't play Baby, It's Cold Outside anymore because lyrically it can be considered offensive or, as some people put it in some articles, rapey.
Okay.
Dean Martin recorded this song back, like it felt like at the turn of the century. It feels like that song is so old. But when you look at the lyrics from when it was written back in the day, to now, I guess I could kind of see, like, the perception of it, but I think you have to understand the context the song was written at the time.
We avoided talking about this for a while because we thought it was a radio stunt.
Right.
That one radio station in the Midwest was doing so everybody would talk about that radio station. And sure enough, it worked.
Yeah.
And then more and more radio stations started to like jump on the bandwagon. And I, for the life of me, cannot understand why so many people are bent out of shape over this. You're right, Rain. I've heard this argument from lots of people who are so upset that Baby, It's Cold Outside's not on the radio anymore. But here saying that, like, well, you have to consider the context of when it comes out. Just because something was written in one time, even with context applied, doesn't mean it's appropriate for today. You know, there's a movie called Birth of a Nation, and it's about the KKK, where they're the heroes. If you consider the context at when it came out, okay, I can understand why maybe this movie was considered so successful at the time. 2018. Yeah, let's burn that movie into ash, okay?
While we're talking about this, you can text in good or bad to 73389. So text bad if you think the lyrics are kind of bad and a little out of taste for today's time, or good if you don't mind it and the context is fine. So good or bad, you can text it right now to 73389.
I have always, it's a cringy song. Like, let's just face it. It's a cringy song. Looking at the lyrics of it, though, makes it so much worse.
Okay, good. Read some of them, because the people who are so sad that Baby, It's Cold Outside's not on the radio anymore, they're the ones saying, have you read the lyrics? What's so bad about the lyrics?
The girl goes, I simply must go. And the guy goes, Baby, It's Cold Outside. And then she says, the answer is no. And then here's where it gets even worse. She goes, my sister will be suspicious. And he, although moments earlier, she said the answer is no. He says, gosh, your lips look delicious.
Right.
It's like, ooh.
I had a conversation with somebody that has two daughters about this. And I said, would you want your daughter in the scenario for this song? And they're like, you're taking this too seriously. I'm like, it's a song. You're taking it too seriously. Who gives an F if this song is ever again on the radio? You have an iPhone?
Right.
Buy the song.
Now, here's what's happened in the last week. Billboard, which does the big music charts, is saying that three versions of Baby, It's Cold Outside, the Dean Martin version from 1959, the Idina Menzel, Michael Bublé version from 2014, and the Zooey Deschanel cover from Elf from 2003, they've all recharted on the holiday chart, on the Billboard holiday chart, and they're selling ridiculous numbers of people buying and streaming Baby, It's Cold Outside since this controversy has began.
Is that just to go like, I won't?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm going to support this very...
Oh, I'm sure of
like,
it.
Oh, God. If you just sort of tell the story of what's going on in this song.
Right.
Like, at one point, he starts, like, trying to make her feel sorry for him by, like, basically being like, think about how sad I'm going to be if you don't have sex with me.
Well, there's one line in there where, and this is, again, the people that are, they're mad about it. Is the line where she goes, hey, what's in this drink?
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
they're
yeah.
like, that's not about him drugging her. And I go, well, what's it about? And they said, well, at the time that the song was written, that was a common phrase for like, hey, is this alcoholic? I go, alcohol. You mean like what is kind of a drug? Like, get you to lose your senses a little bit. Make you all woozy.
Yeah.
A little more willing.
Make some bad decisions.
Right. Yeah. He's trying to feed her alcohol. Who cares? That's the.
Stop. You're going to break something.
That's the bottom line. Like, why do you care?
Yeah.
What do you care? You don't own that radio station. You want it on the radio. Buy a radio station and put it on your radio station. Have 24 hours of Baby It's Cold Outside.
All right. So you can text good or bad to 73389, but the results so far have been overwhelmingly for good.
It doesn't seem like people
are really bothered by this. Would you want to call it a fake controversy? Fake uproar?
It's not fake to these people.
I know. But
they're tearing their hair out, Rain.
They're so upset.
It's a snappy tune.
It is.
We love the tune.
Yeah.
That's why Katie and I used it in a cover.
That's right.
And I feel like that our cover is a healthy alternative.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, you guys did this, what, like 3 or 4 years ago?
2 years ago, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So, I think this is a much better version for us to play.
Yes.
Okay.
Tells a very different story.
Very different story. And no rapey.
Yeah.
So, here is Gavin and Katie's parody of Baby It's Cold Outside on The Wake Up Call.
I think I'll just stay.
Baby, it's time to go.
I'll make you pancakes.
Baby, it's time to go.
This evening has
I
been
thought that you'd just
so
drop in.
Very nice.
Don't make this weird, I'm being nice.
My mother is dying to meet
Wait
you.
Wait a minute, what'd you
and
say?
And father, he will love you, I'm sure.
Listen, get your clothes off the
Don't
floor.
Don't worry, I brought my toothbrush.
Are you kidding?
I'm gonna need a key to your door.
It's time to go, I can't take much more.
My girlfriends all say,
baby, just please get out.
We'll marry one
You're
day.
You're making me wanna shout.
I wish you could
your
see.
Your eyes are all nuts
We're
right now.
Meant to be.
I feel like you're not hearing me.
I know you say no, no,
I
no.
I gave you the wrong impression.
But think about me all dressed in white.
I wish you would get out of my sight.
I think I'll just stay.
You must be joking.
Baby,
it's
don't
time
make
to
me go.
You've got to get
oh,
home.
Baby, this feels so right.
No still means
oh, baby,
no.
Baby, please, let's not fight.
I think that you're great.
On our first official
but,
date.
Girl, get out.
What if we got matching tattoos?
It's really not you, it's me,
you're
girl.
You're my perfect, sweet little squirrel.
My roommate won't approve anyway.
I promise you'll be happy, I say.
I'm focusing on my career now.
You work at Chipotle.
I've always kind of thought I was gay.
It didn't seem so early.
I wish I had missed.
Oh, baby, you're being cruel.
Invading my
you
space.
You mean nasty, selfish fool.
You put pictures
it's
of
just a slap
us
in the
in
face.
A frame.
Have you been cheating? What's her name?
I promise I'll call tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
but
sorrow.
But baby, please don't blow up my phone.
I'm hoping you will die alone.
I'm calling the cops.
I'm leaving, don't stop me.
Baby
it's time to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.